Revelation 20, verse 13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of the Word. The doctor leaned over the hospital bed and applied his stethoscope. Then, although the patient appeared to be unconscious, he spoke directly into his ear, calling him by his first name and saying, "It's almost over now." The doctor was being kind. He was referring to the man's suffering. But the patient knew of something that was not almost over, and that was his life. That's why a number of weeks before, two nurses had come out of the same hospital room, puzzled. Said one, "What I can't understand is how he can be so cheerful. He knows he is dying." Ah, but he also knew what his Savior told him, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Almost over and just beginning. These two come together in Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega. This is the third time in the book of Revelation that expression is used, using the first and the closing letter of the Greek alphabet, we might say A and Z. The first time was in chapter 1. "I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. There never was or will be a time when He is not." And then in 20 chapters later, the title Alpha and Omega is amplified with a second expression, the beginning and the end. There he says, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life." I wonder if the Apostle John remembered, as he wrote those words down, how he had once written in the 7th chapter of his Gospel that on the last and greatest day of the feast, that was the tabernacles, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink." And now the same John, to him it's revealed that this Jesus, the giver of living water to the woman at the well, is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of suffering, the beginning of joy and life. Finally, in the last chapter of the Bible, come the words of the one who is coming soon. To the first two expressions, there's added an emphatic third one. "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." Almost over and just beginning. That's the story of this week, isn't it? And of our lives. And how sure can we be that He will be Emmanuel next month? Or in the future, that He will be God with us. We can be as sure as we are that He is the Almighty, that through Him all things were made, and without Him nothing was made that was made. Now the power by which all things were made has also given us the water of life, where we find forgiveness and healing and resurrection in His doing and dying and rising. Perhaps some of you have grown up on a farm I did not, but that is where I learned to drive a tractor long before I was licensed to drive on the public highway. So I know the farm boy was probably pretty young when he was taking his first load of hay back to the main barn. He had to cross the stream by the way of an old covered bridge, kind of a rickety thing. But something else bothered him. He stopped at the entrance and looked at his load piled high, and then he looked down through the tunnel to the opening at the other end and decided it wouldn't fit. So he carefully backed around and hauled the hay back to the field to take some off so that he could make it. Imagine the boy's surprise to learn that the bridge opening was the same at both ends. And no matter where you are on the bridge of life today, your Lord wants you to know that He is at both ends and in the middle, first, last, and always. It is through Him who came for us, who died for us, who is coming soon, that we have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the heavenly city. From the very first word of any promise that He gives, the end is already assured. Yes, He is coming to judge, but the judge has already declared you just before the Almighty God, blessed by His Father, heirs of eternal life. His promise to be with you always is based on His finished work on the cross. It is done. Amen. Hymn 98, stanzas 1, 4, and 5. 98, the first stanza and the last two.